at 10, Action News has learned that a local religious leader was at the center of today's anthrax scare. Islamic leader Joshua Evans opened a letter at his home today and found a tissue stuffed inside with white powder. Hazmat crews, even the FBI were called in. This all happened in a home off Crown Point Road in Mandarin. Action News' Chauncey Glover is live on the Action Cam tonight. And Chauncey, we learned the powder was not a biological threat, but this religious leader, he still wants to know who's behind it, who sent it.
That's right, Pace. Joshua Evans says he got the scare of his life when he came to his mailbox. There was a letter inside that looked suspicious. He says he opened it up, and inside was a napkin with white powder inside. He says some of that powder got on his hands, and he feared for his life.
Someone does not wrap a tissue up with powder in it and stuff in an envelope and send it to you with good intentions.
And that's why Joshua Evans says whoever sent a suspicious envelope to his home had a message for him.
I'm a very public figure for the religion of Islam. I travel all throughout this country. I've been probably every city in this country, major city, and all over the world speaking on the religion of Islam.
The history of Christianity. Now, as a disclaimer,
Evans is known nationally as a controversial Islamic speaker. He even has his own website with videos of him pointing out things in the Bible he says aren't true.
That Jesus cannot be God. And the reason why we're going over this topic is because it's an issue of salvation.
Because of the videos that I do about the inconsistencies in the Bible and because of the different problems between Christianity or in Christianity, I do get a lot of flack from the Christian population, you know, about what I do.
Evan spent most of the day in the hospital taking blood tests and x-rays. He says he went to check his mail and found a suspicious letter with white powder inside. Evans thought it was anthrax and called police. Hazmat spent the day investigating and testing the suspicious substance. Test results showed the white powder was not a biological threat. Tonight, Evan told us he's glad he and his family were unharmed, but he does feel he was targeted.
Odd to, you know, here in Jacksonville, Florida, but at the same time, it just lets us know that we do live in a world where we do have to, you know, be on alert. We do live in a world where there are people who want to harm other people, you know, for no other reason than just because of simple hatred.
Now, Evan says doctors did give him medicine today to take for the next few days. We do know that suspicious substance was taken to the health department lab for more testing. Evan says in the meantime, he's working with the FBI to investigate exactly what this white substance is and who sent it. We're live in Mandarin tonight. I'm Chauncey Glover, Fox 30 Action News.
And Evans was taken to Memorial Hospital after opening the letter with the powder inside. The hospital tells us when it sees patients like this, they take everyone's safety seriously.
Employees will gown up to decontaminate. We have showers that are set up outside, or we have a shower that's attached to the ED itself. And that way we can wash down patients outside and treat them medically as we bring them inside or treat them outside based on what their presenting condition is.
Memorial Hospital says its staff is trained to treat any potential exposure.